Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom!
And I'm Jamar, welcome to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 108. I'm here to rain down this opening on you right quick. Damn shame how many people call out work, but you know who always show up? Jamar, Jermaine, and Brandon.
That's true.
You want to know what happened when we the only three good workers showing up to work and you still get fucked? Where you living at, Brandon?
Living in America.
Niggas are fucked. They three good workers. Man, why y'all can't come to work? Then you let this other nigga miss 29 days of work and don't be bitching at him? Like, what? He get a good raise. Yeah, like, yeah, man. You know you missed that one day last year. Nigga, what? The company lost money on you. Yeah, nigga, your productivity went down. So we'll give you a COVID-19 update. Same old shit. Numbers going on up. But the FDA have finally approved the drug. I won't be taking it.
Me neither.
Y'all want to tell you, what is that?
Redisivir, yeah.
Why we got to make this shit so hard? We just call it Medicine 85.
Right.
That shit take care of COVID.
Well, we can't call it Rona Buster.
Yeah. Why not? That's easy to pick.
I sign on. I might take a PSA Rona Buster because I'm finna test some vagina up. I know I got to do something bad to me. Look, got that Rona Buster. Yeah, baby. They're going down and sideways in the black market.
Yeah, I will not be the first one to take the hill on this drug. I'm going to have to see it work for 12 years, and then we'll talk.
You could be the second nigga, because President Trump took it first.
Nah, I ain't going to be the second or the 2022nd. I'm going to need to see
you. You start growing titties like that other man.
Right, or worse, you know. Get a growth on your testicle or fucking, you know, you start growing fingernails out of your armpits. Who fucking knows, you know what I'm saying? I ain't using some rushed through fucking drug. Fuck y'all. I'd rather just get sick for a couple weeks and be over.
Yeah, nigga, deal with the consequences, nigga. My shit might be long term. You gonna give me some shit that's short term? Like, yeah, nigga, you might die next week. Like, what? Mm-hmm. We gave you too much remdesivir. You had a little COVID.
Yeah,
how do you, you know?
I'm a reasonably healthy young man. You know what I'm saying? I think I'll make it through the Rona. I don't want something to jump me out, fucking out of an alley 45 years later when I thought I was good this whole time, and now I got fucking 2 days to live.
It should be like asbestos. What do you mean? This should happen in the 60s. It's
right.
2019.
No shit.
You've been eating at your body for years. You're going to die in 6 weeks.
Look at talcum powder. You know what I'm saying? Now that shit will kill you.
Giving people ovarian cancer. I'm like, whatever, bro.
Right. You're going to give me some rushed through fucking Rona drug? Nah.
Bro, I told a motherfucker today, I was like, this nigga is the only nigga in America that beat the Rona in 3 days and walked home like this nigga did a light job.
Hey, but so you just on steroids. I said, y'all let the president talk on steroids?
Yeah. I'm just asking a serious question. Well, let's get the show started, everybody. This is going to be episode 108 once again. No rant today. We do have a voicemail for somebody very special.
Sweet.
And they called. Yeah, we got a voicemail today. And they called and they said they want to clear their name up. And it's the ghost that's left that white girl in Australia. You ready to hear this?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Y'all nigga crazy. If y'all thought they were going somewhere, you about the craziest story. If you wait on the voicemail, I was gonna say he had nothing to say.
Oh, I thought that you'd like called in yourself and had some kind of spooky ghost voice and shit.
That was a letdown. That would have been awesome. That's what I was waiting on.
Man.
Oh, then the motherfucker been like, dude, that's all he had to say.
Well,
it makes it much more funny because it's gonna be somebody listening like, what'd he say?
Well, then, fucking, I thought you'd send it to me, and I just forgot. I thought you were, like, waiting for me to play it. I was like, did he send me something earlier? And I just didn't. Okay. Oh, well.
I dunked the basketball on that one. Let's get to some other people who can no longer dunk the basketball. Brandon?
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. There it is. Death.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the upper room. We only had a few people pass away. No, only two people, actually. So, Lee Khan. Was he the creator of Samsung? He died at 78. They said he built an electric Titan. Well, he did. All right. He built a Titan company, Samsung.
But that motherfucker dick with this goddamn big. Bitch, you know who I am? Yeah, bitch, feed me all the hamburgers. Like, what? Yeah.
He the only billionaire that wasn't going to prison.
Oh, them nigga need his little change.
If oh, he yeah, leave, true nigga. That. Yeah, yeah. South Korea needs that, Jack, for sure.
Yeah, nigga, yeah, but he was like one of the guys, head guys of Samsung. He died at 78. Died with a suit on, came in with a suit on. That one.
they didn't have to rent his.
No, nah, rent. Y'all had his picked out. Samsung is a great company. They have gotten better and better and worse for some time, but they still make a damn fine TV and a damn lot of other things and a damn fine phone.
Bring the headphone jack back.
You said bring the headphone jack back?
Yes.
Well, you know, my Google Pixel have one. The other one didn't. Then they gave me like a little, whatever. That's a conversation with somebody else. So Austin legend and Mr. Bojangles writer Jerry Jeff Walker died at 78. Brandon?
Yeah, Jerry Jeff Walker rules. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I hate to say it. I don't know who this guy is.
No, I hate to say it, but I do know who this guy is. You know what I mean?
I was waiting on that shit like a motherfucker. My mouth dropped like,
yeah. No, I've got one of his albums. It's fantastic. Viva Terlinga. Yeah, it's worth listening.
Hey, Jamal Cracker, who?
Man, stay tuned to the end. Maybe I'll cue one up as our outro music.
Oh, yeah. Like Jerry Jeff Walker. Like I told you, couldn't pick that white man out in the lineup.
No, don't get it twisted. Me neither. I don't know, like, you know, I don't intimately know him. I got an album. It's pretty good. My dad listens to him a pretty good bit. So, you know, I've heard covers of his songs and shit. So, yeah, I know this guy.
This nigga does exist. With a nigga named Jeremy Jazzy Jeff Walker. Nigga, you got four first names?
Just two.
That is true. Oh, so it's going to be a very special ride up to heaven. This Samsung guy, for some reason, so they brought a chariot down for him.
With Jerry Jeff Walker. Yeah.
Well, send those people up to heaven and we'll get the show started all the way.
Y'all killing me with this.
Brought to you by Prison Kelly.
Stay strong, blood.
Season 1, episode 1, Brandon.
Y'all killing me with this.
Episode 2.
I'm fighting for my life.
Episode 3.
Y'all killing me with this.
The grand finale.
Living in America.
Oh, God, that works so much better. Oh, fuck. Woo, let's get the show started. Get into these good old news stories. These stories are from October the 19th to October the 26th, 2020. Damn. Get on some good old American news. It's Trump America, boy. I like to say that shit because that shit funny every time somebody say it. So the other day, believe it or not, I was driving towards Tucker, and bro, I look up. Somebody has perfectly cut Trump name in the grass. It's a big ass Trump sign. Like they cut Trump into the grass. I'm like, you motherfuckers are insane.
Word?
Word.
Okay.
I mean, I believe it. Yeah. I was saying cranes holding up Trump signs.
So it's perfect, extreme. Though.
It's perfect, though. I'm like, God damn, that's perfect. Who did this? you know, you fucking up city property, I'm pretty sure, cutting grass on the side of the expressway. But hey, Trump America, baby, do what you want to do.
Yeah, maybe they own that side of the expressway. Maybe they bought, maybe they adopted a mile, and that's what they did with their part.
You know, I was just driving. I said, what is that big ass T? Trump. I said, who cut that in the grass? You ain't got nothing to do all day.
Not in a quarantine, yeah.
Shit, that was some hard work. That shit looked good. My hats off to you. Joe Biden too long to write in the grass, so you know. I mean, y'all, in the words of my big brother, y'all niggas silly. You wasting all that good talent on some bullshit. Nigga, go goddamn cut some crop circles, nigga. Do something with your life. Nigga, don't be a goddamn underachiever. Hollering about a nigga that don't know you. I don't understand it. Like, nigga, what? You got a talent. Yeah. Nigga, use it.
I voted. My vote's in for Bat Boy. So
I wrote my name twice on the ballot, so it is what it is. up on a Brandon post, I put the Trump train, baby. He didn't even like it. Yeah. Disrespectful bastard.
Yeah, well, something was disrespectful. Yeah, Trump train. Get the fuck out of here. I'm on that Bat Boy 2020, baby. He's left wing and right wing.
I literally wrote my name twice in two spots in the back because I didn't know who the fuck these people was. Like, they know what they had going on. Would you like a write in? Yeah. And it was one on nobody ran, so I might win. Fuck it. They didn't have no incumbent or nothing. Dude, nigga, I'm like, nobody.
I wish.
Oh, you know what?
I would have wrote you in if I'd have known.
Two different counties. Yeah. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, if I'd have been in that county, man, if I'd have known, I'd have totally written you in. That would have been dope if you win fucking a county seat because just nobody was fucking running. Yeah.
Like, who is this nigga? Nigga, I don't know, nigga. Ha ha. Nigga, 10 years, 2 years writing them good for life. Yeah. Right. I quit my regular job. I quit my regular job to learn this job.
Jermaine's just right, sitting there holding fucking town halls and shit. Yeah.
Slow down. The bitch is coming. Like, we need more roads and bridges. I want to say one thing. Why in the fuck we still building roads and bridges? Every 4 years, it's the same shit. Them niggas using the same, they concrete getting cheaper and cheaper. I said the only thing good about that, y'all keep niggas working. Y'all nigga put down the cheapest slab of concrete on MLK. Bro, it took these nigga 30 years to do MLK. And then it took another 5 years to tear it up again. Like, what? And they back to work again. We don't need roads and bridges. Where they going? Every time you build another road, another bridge, Atlanta get 2,000 more people.
Man, you know what they need to do is just start fixing the roads and bridges that we already have. Especially the bridges. Yeah. You don't know how dangerous some of them motherfuckers are. Yeah, really.
Man, I done been driving, and you know how you lightly hold the steering wheel, and you hit that really, I'm going to go all white on you, that gnarly hole in the motherfucking road, and that goddamn wheel cut to the left lane like you swerving. I'm like, man, what? God damn, nigga. The city ain't fixed this shit yet. I don't even know who to call, but I'll be ready to call somebody, nigga. That shit could have killed me. You know what I just realized? Them niggas still using talking points from the beginning of time. We need more roads and bridges. What? It's 2020. Can we get more airports? Can we get some shit with space people? We need more roads and bridges. Nigga, for what?
I ain't lying. Nigga, that's...
Y'all using talking points from Abraham Lincoln and goddamn George Washington and the other 12 presidents before him. Yeah. Bruh, yeah. I told you these niggas don't do nothing but recycle information and give it back to us every other 4 years. Like, what you niggas doing?
Yeah, it's we always need jobs. It's always taxes. Like, yeah, there's nothing new under the sun, really.
Brandon, you nigga, we niggas been fighting for healthcare since 1802, and we still fight like these niggas don't care.
Hey, whatever. Hey, why don't politicians start suing each other for defamation of character during an election? can you not do that?
Hell no, nigga, you fair game.
I guess everybody just accepts it as for what it is. I mean, yeah, you would think so.
And then as soon as they insult us, sue the shit out of them, we'll change the whole game up and we gonna win.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. You know, it made me not vote for Hollywood John Ossoff. He's trying to sell us out to Hollywood elites.
Man, every time I see a commercial, I be like, what the fuck wrong with y'all? Who does his hair like that? I don't know. Hey, look, yeah, look at did he tell you about them $2,000 he got 3 years ago from a Chinese connection? Nigga, I don't care about her dad, nigga. Nigga, it's no like a miraculous number. That don't mean nothing
he
to me.
He took $50,000 and then reported. Nigga, if I could do it, I would.
I'm 50. Just too fucking poor to get around the system. Yeah,
just $50,000? I applaud his fucking, you know, pettiness. I'd have done like $250,000. Why not, you know? I'm glad like he was restrained.
Stupid, it was like some stupid number B. I was like, nigga, do I care this nigga stole 10, somebody gave this nigga 10 grand? Nigga, what? Nigga, there ain't no money to do no dirt. Nigga, he got sucker punched. Bruh, hey, hey, my bad, Jamal. I'm gonna say one thing. You know, you can carry on. Then we got this other nigga, Purdue. This nigga sell off all his stocks after a coronavirus meeting, and they talking about the Senate said it was okay, everything checked out. You niggas lying. and then they would have bellied up with them goddamn casino stocks. Nigga, like, what, nigga? It would have been a wrap. Y'all know this nigga cheating. Because they was in on it too. Everybody was tweeting, change y'all stock. You motherfucker broke the stock market by the inside trade. Yeah, nigga, what, y'all didn't lock up none of these honkies? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they may have saw the winds coming. When I was in Vegas, there were a lot of Asian people. They like to gamble. Yeah, maybe once they weren't showing up to the casinos, they were just like, huh, this might be something, you know?
But allegedly, they say he dumped all casino, all, like, crap stock cars. And he went and started... These motherfuckers were buying Zoom before Zoom was a thing, and they were buying all the people who make face masks. That's called inside trading, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
But hey, it is what it is. It ain't my game.
Don't worry, they got Kelly Loeffler. She got some more shit to say. These folks crazy. Y'all quit letting these rich people run y'all alive, man. Fuck them, fuck these people.
Man, hey, and if you're a listener overseas or something and motherfuckers start getting sick around you, give me a heads up so I can start investing in toilet paper. Yeah.
Yeah, please. And wine. So that whole situation, we went on a whole rant about Charlie Brown not getting played this year for the first time in like 55 years.
Yeah, dude, because no one cares Apple about Charlie them.
Brown. About
yeah.
four people look at that shit every year.
Come on, man. Why they ain't playing it? Classic. Because Apple owns it, and now you got to go to like Apple TV or some kind of fucking streaming service, in the Peacock or fucking NBC's thing or what the fuck ever to watch it. They're not just going to give it to you for the free ski.
Charlie Brown.
I guess they probably bought the rights. Charles Schulz cashed a while back, I think. Or maybe is he alive? I don't know. He might have fucking like cashed out literally to Apple. But I just glanced at a headline. I'm pretty sure it was Apple.
That generation of wealth, you got to work on that shit before you die.
yeah, word. Yeah, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Apple. So thanks, Apple. Again.
What?
Yeah.
No one cares.
You know what? I miss that humble old shit. I tell these mother got too much shit to watch on television. Nigga, I watch the same shit every year for Christmas. The Claymation, Charlie Brown, and I was happy.
You don't need to watch that now. You ain't even watch. When you see that come on TV, you change the channel. I don't want to watch that shit. It ain't the same game no more. It ain't the same game. You know, people look at different stuff. Old head playing that old ass Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Nigga, don't look that 20 motherfucking Halloween slasher films. Nigga, you okay? You don't want no niceness in your Christmas, nigga. That's what you want to watch.
Okay, yeah. So Apple TV Plus purchased the rights to Everything Peanuts, and thus the Halloween special will be available only on the streaming service. Well,
and these niggas cold.
For free. As long as you got the service, which, you know, they're charging. Boy,
the streaming wars have just begun. All right, so moving on. We're going to just keep on going down. Michael Keaton might be in Batman Beyond series. Woo!
Yeah.
Moving on. Let's talk about somebody else who had their own TV show when they weren't supposed to. We're going to get on to Jeffrey Toobin. He had just been suspended from the New Yorker. He on leave from CNN. So allegedly, Jeffrey Toobin, he was on a Zoom meeting. And they was doing like a mock presidential election win gathering or whatever. So everybody took like a 15-minute break. And for some reason, he decided he's finna play with the duckies.
He didn't take his break another way.
Dude.
He had the porn already pulled up during the meeting because they could see him clicking. And then when they, I don't know, man.
Bruh. Brandon, how are you going to go and jerk off on your 15-minute break? You know what I mean? Like,
man, need to relieve some stress.
Dude, but like, if he was at the office, maybe he would. Maybe he's going sneaking into the bathroom and fucking jerking off and nobody called him yet. But like, damn, bro, I don't understand how all you motherfuckers are getting caught on Zoom calls. Granted, I've been going to physical work every day, so I haven't had to make one Zoom call, but...
Bruh.
Damn, man. You know what I'm saying? Really? It's still, it's like, it's just like being at the office, bruh. Make sure people can't see you. You know?
I don't get it. It's like white people, do all white people jerk off doing work?
Dude, I didn't think so, but like, it seems to be leaning that way. Yeah. You know?
The most insane thing ever is I'm not finna be doing a Zoom meeting and feel like I need to go jack off. I'm going to tell you something, people. I'm different from everybody. I have a work computer, and I have a porn computer. The porn computer has nothing on it. But why, bro, why would you be on a Zoom meeting and say, shit, I feel like jerking off. I got 15 minutes. Let me use the computer I'm on right now. Think about it like this. Nigga, you are an elected. I mean, look at you, bro. You have an important job. People see you on television.
Yeah, exactly. You need to do that on your own time, not in the middle of a company fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
and I guess Jeffrey Toobin, he wrote the People Against O.J. Simpson book.
Yeah, I guess he fucking was really on O.J.'s ass during that trial and shit, too, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, boy, O.J. gave a stab at it.
Yeah, O.J. had this to say.
Damn! At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater.
This is how you realize a man done got too old and he started to slip from civilization. Because this happened, when it happened to Pee Wee Herman, like 92,
oh, 93. God, yeah, the mid-90s at least.
It's like, what year are you living in, man? There's so much other stuff you can say than Pee Wee Herman.
The same year that no niggas get in trouble for beating meetings on the Zoom meetings and niggas still doing them. Like, what? Y'all niggas crazy. And OJ was locked up for a long time. He had a lot of shit to think about. Didn't want to buy his trophies.
Bruh, like, only five people will understand that. No young people on his Twitter. Who the hell is Pee Wee Herman?
Love Pee Wee Herman back in the day. Awesome.
Pee Wee's Playhouse was great.
It was a great show. Weird as fuck.
He got locked up for doing that. I said, Pee Wee Herman, you don't do that. You had to get a little older and like, yeah, all niggas do that.
At any given time, allegedly, too.
Yeah, at the drop of a hat, like on your 15-minute break from a meeting. Man, bruh. How your appetites are that insatiable? You can't wait till fucking the work day's over. Yeah,
man, I don't get that, man. Where'd you, man?
Nah, I can't think of the name of it. I'll bring it back.
I'm done with it, man. Just like, bro, when you're important, you don't get in trouble for stupid shit like jerking off at a Zoom meeting. That when people do this, I assume they have done this before, thinking that people are watching. But, you know, they probably turned their camera off. But you didn't have Zoom last year. Skype is a little more easy to work than Zoom.
Dude, is it, though? I don't know.
No,
it's
not.
I've never used Zoom a day in my life. You know, but.
Man, nigga be forgetting the rules. Nigga, if you hosting the show or the meeting or whatever, nigga, your camera will always be on. So don't go in there circle jerking and forget you a 15-minute outlook.
a 15-minute jerk-off session looking at Sarah on the other end of the computer.
Right. Why would you not completely shut it down? Be like, all right, I got to go take a shit. I'll be back in 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like,
do me a favor. If you're in the house by yourself, just walk downstairs with your other computer. What you getting on your goddamn personal work computer? Cause one, I don't give a fuck what they do. Once they see you playing with yourself and see you jiggling your meat, man, once they look at you, they're going to be looking at you funny in the office for the rest of your life. Hey, yeah. Give me a job, bro. Hey, Brand, here go the move. When a nigga sit down and grab his belt buckle and start unfolding, nigga, you know what's about to happen.
I'm going
to
say I feel good.
What can you get suspended for that shit and still have your job at?
Dude, I went into a meeting with my coworkers, and they're like, you know, all right, we're going to take a 15-minute break, and everybody's just in milling around in the room, and then I whip my dick out and start fucking jacking off. It's a wrap. I'm going to get fired. You know what I mean? Like, that is essentially what that would be. It's like, all right, we're going to take a break.
He said he did nothing wrong, too.
Really?
Yeah. I got caught. I just got caught. It was nothing wrong. And I said, bro, you whipped your... Never mind. Moving on. So Joe Biden, he's going to be the two quickest story about Joe Biden, and we'll get into Trump for one and keep it moving. So Biden denies his family profit from his name. Says no bias to Hunter Biden story. Brandon?
Damn! At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater.
See how crazy that shit is? Everybody know everybody get rich out of the government. The shit that blow my mind is like, dude, you were a vice president. You haven't mopped this shit up yet?
Dude, that word. That's how slack your shit is that you've got a computer out in the wild with all of this shit on it. Are you shitting me? Yeah. I mean, I can see if that crack smoking picture is true, how fucking Hunter lost track of it. But, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was the vice president, I would have my kid followed at all time, especially a crack smoking kid. You don't know what that motherfucker's going to do. I would have a private investigator on him 24 hours a day. So if he goes into fucking a computer shop off a laptop, he just goes right in behind him. Is like, give me that laptop. And then, you know, he's just like the wolf. Man, I would have a constant wolf just going behind him and cleaning up all of his messes.
That would be awesome. Hey, bro, why not even pay for a real good trick? Like, yeah, she's gonna tell all the business and make sure he don't fuck up. I mean, anybody now you need to do who gonna do it on pure love for Biden. Like, I got you, man. I'm gonna clean this nigga up everywhere we go.
But yeah, how in the fuck is that laptop out in the wild for somebody to find and sink your battleship? Easy. You know what I mean? Bro.
Even Trump kept his taxes out the loop for like 9 years. What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Hey, Jamal, tell him why that laptop sitting anywhere. I don't know. You tell me.
Living in Raptors? America.
Yeah, white people. Oh, he won't. Oh, you got to fix that?
I can tell him.
How high do you want to get, nigga? How high do you want to get, people? How much can I get for this laptop?
Right, it's got government secrets on it, so let's spice it up a notch, yeah.
And then the nigga got a government logo on the back. Oh, hell yeah, I'll take that.
Right, isn't it absurd?
Your password saved on this shit? Easy.
Isn't it absurd that niggas with money take their computers to regular niggas with no money? Like, nigga, this is a poor nigga in business. Y'all ain't got a nigga at the White House? Like,
You think
nigga don't know who you is, nigga? They know who you is. They know you Hunter Biden, nigga. You ain't no regular cracker. We seen you.
Dude, and really, you're doing all of this shit over email? These are in-person conversations that you and another motherfucker have, you know, out in a public place, so it's not
this
like bugged and shit.
This ain't 1996. The motherfucker had to tap phones and tap telephone. Dude, and
they
mean,
wrote
like,
a,
electric,
they wrote a song. Maybe you haven't heard it. It's called Don't Hit Me on the Nextel Chirp. It'll tell you all you need to know about doing business like this and
Brandon,
that you shouldn't
you
be doing
to
it.
You mean tell me localized drug dealers are doing better business than Joe Biden?
At least his
These
son.
These motherfuckers got burner phones, burner laptops. These motherfuckers got drones and shit. And you sit here, have your son sending shit over his Google name, Hunter Biden.
at gmail.com.
Right. It's insane. You know, he's never seen one movie. Yeah. Or was he just smoking so much crack that, like, he couldn't, yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
Isn't it just strange that, like you said, bruh, it is 2020, nigga. It's like sending a piece of paper saying, you like me, check more, yes or no. Nigga, no, I don't leave all that evidence there. Well, nigga, like, what right. are you doing? It's a whole internet paper trail.
Hey, Brandon, I had here's a list of my passwords if I can't remember them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, no government hey. Shit. All right.
I like crack. Yeah, all right, whatever. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, here's the major one. Now, don't make sure you make sure this password don't go anywhere. What is it? Lucius Fox.
I'm a big Batman fan. Yeah, you got Lucius Fox on your chest, nigga. It'll be real easy to figure that one out.
Yeah, we're going to try that. We're going to make sure we hide and tuck that one.
So moving on to the next thing. Go ahead. What you got to say, Brandon?
Nothing. It's...
All right. So Biden campaign faced backlash for a TV ad depicting Michigan Tech CEO as a struggling bar owner.
Oh, this Bruh, is fantastic.
If you a fucking tech giant, somebody's going to recognize you. What did you thought you were going to play this shit in Hoboken? Some little small city and nobody else would see it?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, right.
If you live in Hoboken, give us a shout out or call in.
Max Payne, holler at us. Go ahead, Brandon.
I was going to say, like, why of all the people you could have found who are actually struggling with a business that is failing, you pick the rich. They were probably at the country club, and he's like, man, you know, I'm taking a bath on this restaurant. You know, I'm only worth $208 million now. They're like, that is a shame. You know what? We could use you for a commercial we're about to shoot. You know, how the fuck are you not finding a regular down on his luck Joe, you know, and you're
who
using...
Who need that goddamn publicity?
Yes, exactly. You know, instead of fucking tech giant, this is probably a side project for his wife or something. God knows, you know. Ah. Hilarious, though. Hilarious.
It's just funny to me. Like, nigga, it's real struggling bar owners out there. Nigga, you should be hurting your campaign like a motherfucker. Nigga, look, I was going to vote for your bitch ass until you showed a picture of me on the news struggling. That's me in real life, nigga.
Right.
I sleep here now, nigga. I don't go home. I sleep here.
They ain't worrying about Joe Biden, Trump, America. He going to fix everything. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's going to be the realest shit you hear today. Half of you motherfuckers won't make it next year. And that's just real talk. That's some hard shit to say. I have came to terms with that. Brandon, have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every
day. Nigga finna be sucking down some big ass horse train.
No matter who president, the dick swing both ways.
It sure does. And it'll always hit you in the face, no matter which way it's swinging. Yeah. At least on one side.
Yeah. That pendulum swing, boy, that danger zone. But I'm just saying, y'all nigga crazy, hey, Brandon?
Yes.
What you got on your bar, nigga? Go Biden, huh? You seen that commercial you had about all y'all broke ass?
And, bro, you know what's funny? What the hell, the bar that was underneath his house? I have a restaurant underneath the house. Sleepy. Nigga, you do? Can we shoot down there? Yeah, come on, man. I'm Joe, baby.
You know what that guy should have been saying.
Y'all killing me with this.
Not really. He probably a millionaire, billionaire. Moving on. Let's get into Trump right quick. We only got one story this week. He had a good week.
And the debates was
sorry
down.
Again. The debates was fine. So Trump Twitter is hacked after a Dutch researcher claimed he guessed his password. Bro, what the fuck you think Trump password is?
Megan, Brandon, you go
was
first.
It password?
Oh, I read what it was, so I already know.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, if you had to guess, like, Mega.
Yeah, MAGA. Yeah. Or fucking, because his old password was you're fired.
What?
Yeah.
Nigga, your password, nigga, you got all this fake money and your password is some shit you say every day.
Yes, his password was MAGA 2020. It said, the guy said it took, it was like the third guess he made and he was in. apparently the Secret Service was like, because he like immediately called him and was like, hey, your homeboy needs to change his password because I'm hacked into his shit. And they were like, hey, thanks, good looking out. Here, President Dumbass, here's a more secure password than MAGA2020.
That's too many letters. Shorten it. How the hell
fuckers, man? I mean, at least it had two numerical characters, I guess, but...
That's terrible. Y'all niggas terrible. Like, this is the nigga that y'all want in charge. Hey, let that baby run that nursery.
Yeah, you know, Joe Biden's will be secure because he'll never remember his password. He'll just have to keep changing that bitch every nigga, time. He'll
pay somebody for that shit. Bruh, he's a password man, right? You remember all my passwords, right? How much I pay you a year? About $300,000. That ain't enough. Get another $300,000 for the American people. Pay this man.
Moving on.
Hey, look at this shit. I even guessed his password without even reading the shit. I just missed the 2020, but that would have been next. It would be like, oh, shit, Mega 2020 sound about right.
Bro, yeah. Do you know he was keeping that shit a secret from niggas? Like, oh, okay, ain't nobody gonna ever guess this shit.
You know what's funny? They all was in this Twitter laughing. he sent Kim Kardashian a tweet. He sent her a message. Hey, baby, what you doing? They laughing at Trump tweets. That shit hilarious. Fuck you, nigga. That shit funny. Can you imagine like they break like his faculty break into his Twitter and be reading all his messages?
Yeah, everybody has the password.
All of America, nigga. Moving on. No one cares about Offset being detained driving through a Trump rally. No one cares about Chelsea Handler calling on 50 Cent. Boom, boom, boom. Should we talk about Matthew McConaughey mom not covering the dad's body after he died doing sex?
Absolutely, yes.
Wait, whoa. She didn't. Oh, she finished and left that nigga still. They're sitting now.
Well, apparently they were, you know, getting it on. He had like a massive heart attack or something. So, like, you know, she calls the court and the cops show up and the paramedics and shit, and they're going to like cover his body. And she's like, no, I want people to see why they called him Big Jim. Cause I guess he had like a baby arm between his legs, you know, and they were just like, yeah, he would want to go out with his giant dong flashing, you know.
Oh, bitch, we ain't taking this Christmas tree out there. Like, what? is this something you think about when you see a dead corpse? Oh, shit, that's huge. It got to be if it's gonna be past his stomach. Like, bitch, I want them to realize and recognize why they call him Big Jim, and she took it all. Like, you want a trophy? Like, that's weird. Whatever.
Who do we gotta cut that off?
God, you know they gotta drain that blood out that motherfucker.
Why don't y'all get rid of that before you came in?
No, my nigga. We ain't even want him in the back of the icebox with that shit.
Every day we get a new weird story from Matthew McConaughey. I don't know why.
I'm mad because the fact that niggas don't know when they're having a heart attack, when they're having sex with their ladies. I'm throwing the bitch up off me. Call 911. Get me a drink of water. I need anything right now. See? Oh, you reading the Brandon?
No.
No, Brandon, like, fuck that shit. Moving on. Say he good, though, won't he will. So Pope Francis appoints the first African-American cardinal. Yay. I wonder the other white people like that.
You know, that shit been full of white men for an eternity. You know, they see one color brother coming after that. This nigga done changed the world.
Everybody was smiling. They taking pictures of him here, celebrity now. They moving the other cardinals out the way to take pictures with him. How did that make you feel, Brandon?
I was like flabbergasted and still am. Really? The first African-American or first just straight up black cardinal ever? Or like the first one like from Africa or something.
I don't know. That's a little bit, you know, a little, it's above my pay grade. Moving on to Fox News, Melissa Francis. This is what I tell you, baby. It's Trump America, baby. She is pulled off air. A man, you know, from a payday.
Who is she?
dispute with the company. She pretty much said the men were making more than her, and the boss told her men get paid more than women. It's Fox News. Y'all treat y'all women like this?
These niggas still ain't learn.
They said it was a payment, whatever. But she ain't been on the air in like 2 weeks, and then she went to the corporate heads and bought some more money. What'd they do, Brandon?
What's that now?
Never mind. Talk about a young lady who was working for Fox News.
Oh,
who got pulled up the air?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what she did. I didn't dig into that story super deep. I'm sorry.
She just went to ask for a raise because she wanted to get paid. Bro, she was getting paid like 60% less than her male counterpart. Y'all know y'all supposed to be talking about y'all money at work. That's the company rule everybody should follow.
That's very true. Yes. Stop flaunting your opulent wealth in people's faces. But, I mean, I don't know. How long has she been there? Which dudes was she not getting paid as much as? I don't know.
I don't know. She was there for a while, though. Moving on, something that we need for the last 15 years, so ain't he good, though, won't he will. This Jermaine brought us this lovely story that somebody actually created an app that tracked broken McDonald's ice cream machines.
So, man, I was like hey, I said, man. So all of them, you know, that's not a hard app to, you know, not a hard app to make when it's every one of them, you know.
I'm going to say this. And I'm black. Yes, I'm black, bro. In every black neighborhood, bro, that motherfucking machine does not work.
Dude, don't feel bad. It doesn't work in white neighborhoods either.
Really? Because when I ask for one, I see that don't white folk find a way to make the machine work. Oh my God, you want ice cream? Give me like 5 minutes. I'm gonna clean it out real quick. Okay, thank you. All right. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know either because I've just stopped asking. I ain't asked for an ice cream from McDonald's in 15 years because every time the machine's broke, I'm just like, if I want ice cream, it ain't going to be from here. Fuck it.
It's been about a good 3.5 years for me. I'm just like, I'm just saying, if I can't get a coffee, an iced coffee, nigga, what you mean the coffee machine broke? McDonald's, the only place I know that still use coffee pots. To fill nigga iced coffee. I'm like, what are y'all niggas doing, man? Y'all can only have 3 burners back there. Why ain't I got no big tubs of coffee? When last time you been to McDonald's, Brandon? Have you ever seen that shit?
Like inside?
Yeah.
Dude,
damn, nigga, you don't even them nigga pour your coffee in there, bro. And a fucking regular coffee pot that had like 3 burners. I said, y'all got to have a nigga to make coffee all day long. That's his job. He the coffee
that's
man.
That's funny. They still using old ways to make the coffee, but putting all your shit in the microwave. Go back to the old ways and make my nuggets.
Oh, actual chicken.
Yeah. I want to see your homeboy pull those pancakes out. Little flapjacks in the morning. Nigga, I need you to go back to the 80s. You know, all the rubber ass shit y'all keep giving me.
Yeah, and they did use the goddamn pull the pancakes out, didn't they?
And it's so fucking salty. Like, their burgers are salty as fuck.
That ain't burger, man. It's that pat. And what is your mom? It's Matt Patty, nigga. Gym mats, workout mat.
Dude.
Well, moving on. Go ahead, Brandon.
No, I was just going to say, their shit's salty. I can just feel my cholesterol.
I hope they find every motherfucker with a not working machine and make them pay a $5,000 fine. Because, nigga, I want ice cream, nigga. I can't get it because y'all nigga don't want to clean it out. Nigga, I don't care if it's cutting y'all hand up.
I was about to say, apparently it's incredibly time-consuming to clean it.
Man, flush it. Just get a tube of water, flush that shit out, and call it a day.
Yeah,
but then Matt Dunn will say they gonna fix that about the ice cream machines keep being broke.
Yeah, but they won't fix them three coffee pot burners. Nigga, shut up.
So it's gonna be Brandon's favorite story for any good or one he will. So a deaf hospitalized. You had one deaf and hospitalized of like 68 people at a church, week long church event. Y'all gotta stop, bro. 68 people got sick and somebody passed away. One death, hospitalization of 68 people from a COVID-19 case.
Bro,
after a week-long church event, what are y'all doing for 7 days?
And let me ask
you this. 68 people can get sick.
Let me ask you this. So I'm sure they were like, God's going to protect me from COVID. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what does it mean when he doesn't protect you from COVID? When he strikes you with a pox upon your house.
It's your time.
It was just his time. No, he just testing me. No.
Test another nigga. Don't test me.
No, it might mean that you're wicked and he hates you and he put a pox on you. You know what I mean? Like, nobody ever considers that part. You know, like, God's going to protect me. And then when he doesn't, it might mean he doesn't like you and that you're going to hell and that he's hastening your fucking journey. I don't know.
Well, they all hit you with the same too. Like Jamal just said, hey, look, he's testing you. I said, y'all niggas like taking that many tests? Nigga, that shit strange, nigga. This test can kill you, nigga. I don't want to take that test. I'm just going to chill out over here.
Satan never tests me. He leaves me alone to my own devices. Yeah.
I just don't know how those people going to look at each other. Do y'all go back to church 2 weeks
later? You know they going to go back to church. They going to be there praying like a motherfucker and then be praying for the motherfucker who died with COVID. Y'all gave it to him.
Once a outbreak happens, do they shut that place down for a while? Do they send, like, people in to go clean up or what?
Well, yeah, we'll wipe it down with some bleach, get the neighborhood people and do it for free.
I'm sure there'll be a bake sale so they don't have to pay for it out of their own pocket. Yeah,
that's true, too.
Dip into that private jet money.
But I just think, hey, look, man, I know y'all folks do what y'all want to do, but God done gave you a brain. Hey, Brandon, when you spend a week long trip at a church function, what are they going to be saying in a church function?
Jesus, did you see what God just did to us?
God didn't do that. You did it. You're a fucking narcotics agent. I knew it.
That will happen the first week. 2 weeks after having COVID, what they say, Brandon?
Y'all telling me with this.
Most of them were,
I'm fighting for my life
on that ventilator.
Bruh, y'all are insane. Y'all can't go back to church no more because y'all been evicted from the church. Nah, we got a new pastor, the whole new line. All those other people have been thrown out the church. We cleaned it up.
I want to say one thing, bro. I want y'all to understand this. Y'all niggas played around for a week doing, I don't know what the fuck. Y'all niggas just filled up one hospital with 68 sick niggas. Like, nigga, y'all used 68 ventilators, maybe.
Dude, and the pastor was described as wearing,
I'm dressed like a fucking astronaut, nigga. You think I'm playing? I don't even think you were sick yet. It's amazing.
You know why they don't get sick, nigga? Because they don't go to the congregation no more, nigga. He ain't crowd surfing. That nigga standing far as he can, preaching. And like, yeah, y'all have a good function out there. Come down here and shake some hands and kiss some babies, nigga. But my understanding is, even with this going on, bro, people still look at me in my face and tell me COVID ain't real. That shit made up. I be like, are you kidding me?
I ain't wearing no
mask. If I get sick, I die. I just die. I say, okay. Moving on till the end is near. We're going to have a shit ton of stories. We've been at what? How long we was at the moon? I think it was 65 years since we've been to the moon when we first landed.
It ain't been no 60.
It's 55 years, something. 50-something years, something.
I guess it has. I think it's been 50 years.
1965. I remember looking it up earlier.
It's been a grip.
That shit funny as hell. Damn shame we didn't find the water years ago when he was hitting that golf ball. Now NASA telescope has uncovered a definitive evidence of water on the moon. That's good news for the future of human and robotic exploration. And like, why y'all keep trying to go back to the moon?
Why not?
I've been to the moon 30 times. Y'all, oh no, we got water on the moon. Maybe there was an old Earth that we exploded and jumped to the next planet.
It's possible.
And we gonna blow this one up and then move to goddamn Venus. Yeah. Nah, we gotta move to Mars first.
It started with Mars. Yeah. Then the moon. Now we're here. We have to jump to God knows where next.
All in the sun. But you know, we got evidence of water on Mars. Y'all niggas, y'all been up there so many times. What were you doing?
Well, fucking, you know, technology advances. It ain't like fucking, you know, going to the moon is a hop, skip, and a jump.
I've seen Hitler go to the moon multiple times and shoot it with a laser.
Okay.
You even put Transformers on the dark side of the moon.
Fair enough. Yeah. But when we went the first time, they were using floppy drives. So, yeah.
That shit lasted long. I bet the motherfucker didn't never fuck up on you. Never corrupt. It took a lot for a floppy drive to corrupt. I got to do a rub that little film in the middle, right?
Oh.
ruin the whole thing.
I'm glad you feel safe with floppy drives because that's what's powering our nuclear missiles.
Oh, no. They swapped them out from the floppy drive.
Oh, that what them niggas was using?
They use USBs now with somebody could hit with a magnet and just take all that out.
Shit, since when? The last I heard, which was a few years back.
No, they changed it out because I remember saying they were going to update it from the floppy disk.
Yeah.
It ain't like a motherfucker out there manufacturing floppy disks right now.
Oh, he bankrupt.
Oh, shit. We only got these two floppy disks left. These two floppy disks left. Shit. The technology is too ancient. We can't reproduce this.
Yeah.
You know what? I know it's been 52 years since the moon landing.
I think
because it said the 50th anniversary of 2018, so you know it's 2020 now, so it's been 52 years.
Okay.
2 years and we ain't found no water on that to now. I'm with Jamar Theory. I think we just been fucking up planet after planet and keep moving around. Got to.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's completely possible.
Bruh, yeah. These niggas been to the moon since 1969, sporadically out the time of our lives. And y'all nigga just found water pockets, nigga. Bro, what we was talking about with the Russian people on the, they were the first one to land on what, Mars?
Venus.
Was it Mars? Yeah, Venus. Bro, they were doing studies where they telescopes. I mean, they satellites were lasting 10 seconds in the air. I said, y'all nigga research lasting 10 seconds. Y'all wasting all this motherfucking money.
That can feed a small African
town.
Yeah,
nigga, like, yeah, it lasted 10 minutes in the atmosphere. Like, nigga, how much money did y'all spend?
$12 billion.
Yeah, about $12 billion. Oh, okay.
I mean, you got to know, though.
Yeah. I guess.
Conspiracy theory. Bro, I went to Walmart. I started looking at a bunch of American flag. You know, a lot of people been buying a lot of American flag, bro. I looked on the back of every last one of them. Now one of them flags were made in America. So I don't get... She said China, Bangladesh. I said, why do you need so many American flags made in different countries?
Bro, we crazy. Them niggas don't even make... We don't even make our own flag. That's how you know we stupid.
And you know as soon as you touch that flag, you're touching some Chinese person's spit because I guarantee you they personally spit on every one of them.
Man, pee and everything. I would.
Me too. You've been working in a sweatshop for an American flag.
Right. They're fucking wiping the sweat off of their balls onto it and then fucking...
Put a couple of these hidden boogers on these flags when they...
They probably
think about it, though.
They probably be coughing on that shit. What you just put on there? Don't worry about it. We won't be here to tell the story.
I've been coughing blood since this morning on these red spots. The Americans will never know.
Yeah.
I would.
That's wild.
Wipe my ass with it and all. Y'all nigga dangerous. Like, yeah. But like Jamar said, bro, we don't even make our own American flags. That shit terrible.
Man,
I just love that shit motherfucker be waving the flag. It's my country. What was that flag made in? What the fuck is Dubai?
Yeah.
Put that flag down, boy. Moving on to conspiracy theory. Just found out about Mad Honey. Me, Jermaine, and Brandon trying to get some Mad Honey.
I mean,
this honey is supposed to be like some hallucinogenic honey. I need some of that in my life.
Man, I'll take it. I mean,
a man got to climb up a mountaintop and almost die to get that honey.
Was that $60 a pound or was it just $60 a couple of ounces?
I mean, $60 an elbow ain't bad. You know what I mean? Get some Popeye's biscuits and go crazy. Huh?
I mean, if you live anywhere where them niggas sell mad honey, like real mad honey, y'all don't put like no ecstasy in our honey and try to melt us. we will
We will purchase it from you.
Man, I ain't even going to be mad if you lace it with ecstasy, personally. Label mine, you know.
You take that shit, your ass start time traveling through the world. Brandon, you okay? What the hell happened, man? You behind here for like 20 minutes. 20 minutes? I lived 10 lifetimes. I had a family. shit, give me some of that honey.
Yeah.
Where was it at?
Like I said, a couple Popeye's biscuits. We'll have it on and popping. Yeah.
Man, hey, if we can get where was it though? Where was it located?
I don't know, man. Somewhere we probably won't be going there. This whole story was leading to the first. What is it?
Like indigenous people live. He didn't even have any shoes on.
Yeah, they immune and that shit. That bee probably sting us and we die immediately. Oh, we start turning into honey. When the fuck did this start to happen? Weak genes.
Go ahead.
Now, the whole story is about the Washington. So they just, they found their first murder hornet nest in Washington. He mother got on bio suit to take out these murder hornets. Bro, who is nesting these goddamn hornets?
And to harvest them, you got to be.
I'm dressed like a fucking astronaut, nigga. You think I'm playing? I don't know. The whole story about the murder hornets. Thank God for living in Georgia. We ain't got to worry about that shit.
Yeah, we just got fire ants.
Yeah, we can throw gasoline on them, burn them up.
Yeah, fuck up your grass, nigga. Suck on that.
Gonna be real dry right there, homie.
But, bro, I want you to think about this shit, and it's just some logical thinking. The murder hunters came from what, Japan, right?
Yes.
They just miraculously ended up in fucking Washington. Like, nigga, you skipped all these other states and started a hornet nest over there.
Well, I mean, it is on the West Coast. I'm sure they get a lot of fucking ports and shit in Seattle. You know, it was probably
I suppose you might be right.
Yeah, it was probably crate. You know, they got out. Next thing you know, fucking.
Bro, you ain't no way in hell a murder hornet wouldn't be a sting. One nigga on the ship somewhere. How he died, man? We don't know. He got stung by something.
Throw him in the ocean.
The folks.
You know, you be on them tankers from the other worlds, boy. died, just throw you in the ocean. Is Popeye coming back?
Hell nah. He's with David Crockett. Not David Crockett. What's the other motherfucking name? David Jones. David Jones got him.
He sleeps with the fishes and the mermaids. Yeah, whatever you want to believe, young child.
He's under the sea. Under the sea.
Oh shit!
That nigga, he see a lot of shit he don't want to see. Yeah.
Moving on to some more bullshit. We'll wrap it up. White folk, black folk news. Shout out to Brandon for calling this one out. Since all the police officers left Atlanta, crime has gone up.
Yeah, like 8,000% or something. Right. Carjackings are up to obscene levels. I've heard about more carjackings in the past fucking year than I have in my whole entire life. What did y'all think was going to happen, man? Like, this defund the police shit was a catchy slogan and a catchy wave, but... Just like look to see again, like Seattle and shit. When Minneapolis, once they really started having to do that and all of the things that come along with it, they fucking shut all of that shit down. Ain't a damn one of them doing it. They're like, well, we'll do some more sensitivity training and try to get some more, you know, officers of color.
It is up, sir. The first thing I tell my mama and the last thing, why did these niggas put this on television? This is why crime is up, motherfucker. Because all the niggas know we ain't got enough police officers. If you don't tell a nigga no shit like that, he ain't going to test the water. But once, hey, Brandon, it's $1 million in the house over there. All you got to do is go through 20 booby traps, nigga. Your monkey ass going to go over there. Right?
Yeah, shit, not for 20 booby traps. Now, if I heard the booby traps were bullshit, there's only one booby trap, then I'd give it a shot. You know what
hell
I'm saying?
Hell no, nigga. I want to hear 20 more than one, nigga, because you think you're going to pass one and get your head cut off because you're ignorant.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. What did y'all think was going to happen with less police? It was going to be a utopia? No,
but why bro. You got to tell people, bro? Just hey, look, we fully staffed. They busting heads because, right now.
They couldn't keep a lid on it when people were calling 911 and nobody was showing up for 6 hours or not at all. You know
how many cases like that happen in the black neighborhood all the time.
Hey, once it started happening to white folks, though, then
yeah, you're right. Oh yeah, my God, the little Billy's been bleeding for 12 hours.
The genie was out of the bottle once the 20th BMW got stolen. You know, fucking the toothpaste is out of the tube, as they say.
Fucking, I don't know, man. Better than them MPs. Better than the military police coming in and busting our head for no reason.
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't get me wrong. There does need to be some reform, but like bruh. No police is not the answer because, I ain't been in a fight since like middle school. You know what I'm saying? And if we ain't got no police, then that's what that's going to lead to is you're going to get your dumb ass beat all the time because there ain't no police to protect your dumb ass. You know, people ain't thinking it all the way through.
Bruh, my problem is you niggas know y'all been hiring monkey ass police officers that should never been working any motherfucking well. Just don't hire them niggas. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hey, look, go up another $10,000 on your the city gotta play the money. Cause y'all keep if the government can lose $1 billion in a day. I know y'all done lost $200 million in a day.
Hey, we make more than police officers start off with.
That's what bruh, I'm you saying. That's sad.
You have to raise the money up if you want good people in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true that. Yeah, if you're paying slack-ass prices, you're getting slack-ass. You know, I mean, some people are doing it because they want to help people and shit, but, like, you know, at what cost?
Bruh, we need to have a discussion about these niggas that underpaid, bruh. Why is a teacher making $33,000 a year, nigga? She is teaching your youth, nigga. They need to be making $80,000, nigga, so they can pay off their school and nigga something. Appreciate these people. You got niggas out there being plumbers make more than teachers and all these other motherfuckers. I say y'all crazy.
Well,
they get mad when they tell me. I say you need to pick up a trade. Now I need to go to school. I said. You can always pay for school for you gonna pay for school forever. You pick up a trade, it ain't nothing but money.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I was about to say, plumbers make about what they should make to keep the feces flowing out of my house. That's yeah, that's worth its weight in gold right there.
Teachers don't get paid enough to teach the children no more.
Oh, dude, they couldn't pay me enough. I'd have been done choked 3 kids. Especially today kids, man, I'd be slapping somebody on the back of the head every day.
They've been calling me MC Hammer. I've been hitting all the niggas in the hand every time you get wrong. Bam! You know, they're tightened up all week, too.
Yeah,
this nigga been teaching for 2 hours and he hit 30 kids in the head with Hammer.
Dude, I would just have him. I'd just have him stacked up in the corner, passed out after chokehold, just chokehold after chokehold until they just, it's time to take a nap. Yeah.
Hey, look, get one of them real dirty chokehold. When you choke them out, you lean and hit the ground with them. Now, this is going to be the next nigga in here. Y'all think I'm going to be teacher CH. Teacher chokehold. He don't play around. Y'all better pay your teacher. He's Claire.
Yeah, I'll just be yelling.
Y'all telling me with this.
So moving on, somebody getting killed. We'll skip the rest of these stories, do two more and wrap it up. So a man is found with a van carrying guns and explosive, and he planned Joe Biden's assassination. Court records say. What color was this man?
Dude, he had to have been white, right?
Well, he looked all bit of goddamn crazy. It's amazing how I know you can get a gun anywhere, but y'all white folk, you can look like you just got out of a mental hospital. Who the fuck you get $4,000 worth of gun from? Your eyes are crooked. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, you don't need a gun. You look like you got on your nightgown from the hospital. Y'all able to go buy a pistol.
Jamar, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing that white folks, the only one I know can jump and come in and like, you got grenades, nigga? Who is your connect, nigga? Who do you know that sell grenades, nigga? A nigga showed me. He said, yeah, look at the grenades. Like, I said, nigga, who you buying that shit from? Why you got know, that, nigga?
Grenades made by the U.S. Army. Any grenade. The motherfuckers are volatile. You might blow up grandma and nana.
Dude.
You got a grenade sitting in that motherfucking kid, your little son finding damn shame. Where all these white folk getting these rocket launches and shit from? Brandon, help us out, nigga. I know. I'm black, man. They won't sell me no shit like that. Can I go through you?
Dude, I wouldn't even begin to know where to get some fucking grenades and rocket launchers. Like, do you just pick up Soldier of Fortune and call them now? Can you order that shit online? Like, surely it's got to be some black market type shit. You know, you might have to know some Aryan Brotherhood people or something to smuggle that shit in for you.
I got World War II grenades in here for what? Get those out of here. I got C4 mines from the Vietnam War. They say it doesn't work. Nigga, how do you know?
Yeah, I ain't even fucking around with any of that.
I got grenades. For what? What are you going to throw a grenade at in America? There's no reason for you to have a goddamn grenade.
No, shit, 4th of July, fool. Yeah.
You finna throw a grenade, nigga? You finna go to jail, nigga? Because I know you finna fuck on somebody home. Oh, fuck the gas line up, blow the whole city up.
No, you go out in the field, you know? I mean, I ain't throwing it right here in the neighborhood, fool. Yeah.
You gonna go out there and kill the last bill.
Do you want to be that nigga that talk to a nigga that had a grenade and you take the pen out and throw it in your hand, blow up, nigga? You want to be that nigga?
No, sir, I do not want to be that guy.
And there's a lot of people like that, too.
I don't want to be Jason Paul Pierre or whatever the fuck his name was for the Giants that blew his fingers off of those grenade or fireworks. Yeah,
please. You niggas are absurd, bro. I am afraid to throw a grenade. What if I don't throw it far enough, nigga? What if my arm itching it fall out of my hand, nigga? I'm dead, nigga. There's too many variables in there. I just shoot. I don't want to do it. I ain't gonna fuck with it. Grenades, too many variables.
Grenades are deadly weapons on both ends. Because all the dude had to come and do it, run up on you and let his grenades off. Chunky soup after that. Your grenades going to explode. Just going to be ugly. I'm sorry. You know, one of my friends had a World War II Uzi or some shit. He said, yeah, this shit suck at shooting. I said, it's from World War II, nigga. What did you expect? It to be a pot shot?
Yeah.
You ain't going to kill squirrels with a goddamn World War II Uzi or whenever the Uzi goddamn came out.
What do you have, like a Tommy gun or something?
Oh, he had a goddamn Uzi. Maybe it was from the Vietnam War because, yeah, he had a bunch of guns.
But it was an Uzi, though.
And shit like that old Rambo Uzi, the one goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger used. He said, these shit jam up, too. I said, it's a fucking Uzi. How do you send the people to war with guns that ain't no good?
Well, the M16 was
Western jamming up on them in the last minute.
The M16 was whack for a while. It jammed constantly.
What you think about it, though, bro? Have you ever noticed in war these niggas run out of bullets and throw guns down? Like, no, nigga, pick that back up, nigga. That's American property, Jones.
I need to bring that bayonet back.
Yeah, once you heard equip bayonets, you know shit had gone to absolute hell at that point. When you got to stab a motherfucker to death after you just been spent all day trying to kill him with bullets. Yeah, like.
That's some scary shit to me. Nigga, you get stuck in the back fighting another nigga. Like,
yeah,
what?
When I got a fucking knife fight to the death, man, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I couldn't imagine.
Oh, bro. You see people running up. What the hell are those on their...
Those long-ass knives? Get them?
Yeah. They got knives. What the fuck? There's 300? What are they thinking this shit out? Who was selling them motherfucking weapons? Or would you think like American and like the other people had it at the same time? Goddamn Johnson don't fuck us both.
Yeah.
You think you got a leg up in the game and both of y'all got the same weapon?
Oh, you know how them turncoats are. They've been selling shit for years.
We didn't know you was going to double cross her. Nigga, I double crossed you last week. I tell you, signed the double cross clause on each contract.
Nigga, I supply guns. Nigga, I don't supply winning or losing. Nigga, you want ammunition and guns, I'm going to sell it to you. That's what niggas forget. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? We know. I digress. I apologize. Yeah, only one place. Hey, look. Hey. Wait, what could you be a turncoat and be a capitalism? I mean,
Living in America.
There you go. Why are we still trying to kill presidents? That shit will never happen again. Never.
What?
Well, I'm telling you, when old boy wanted to goddamn go ahead and assassinate Joe Biden, what do you think you're going to prove? What do you think you're going to get if you kill Joe Biden?
Well, you'll definitely be in the history books. If successful. If you're not successful, then you'll be like that guy who tried to kill Ronald Reagan. Yeah. I mean, Reagan got shot. He just didn't get killed, you know?
Reagan was lucky as fuck. No, I'm talking about like in this day and age. You ain't killing no president in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you in the goddamn future, you goddamn already ahead of the game.
Ain't nobody ahead of the
when
game.
When Kim Jong-un used his own restroom and eating his own food, it's going to be hard to take a motherfucker out, especially if you some hobo from some hick town and you got your mama van with a bunch of guns. I'm going to Washington, D.C. I'm going to show him what I mean.
Well, like I said, most of these guys, you know, can't
keep their... They slack jaw hillbillies.
Well, plus they can't keep their mouth shut long enough to fucking...
Yeah. Oh, hell no. You know he ain't want to do it. He just went out there to get the brag to them hoes. Like, I told y'all I was going to do it, baby, but they caught me. Nigga, take you him spend to, 100 years in jail. Take him to a Guatemalan prison. I promise you he'll be crying for his mama in 2 days. What you think, Brandon?
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody who's trying to plot assassination, we gonna take you to Rikers Island.
Fucking San Quentin.
Nigga, what? I don't want to go to San Quentin. Yeah, you do, nigga. And you know what? I think your family got to feed you over there. Some bullshit. That's India. Yeah, you're gonna eat a lot of rice in San Quentin, nigga. Yeah, put your ass in that North Korean prison. I bet your ass won't be who you want to kill. Nobody.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Well,
what did you do?
If they're ever in a North Korean prison, they'd be like, who do you want to kill? The president? And they'd be like, tell me more. Really? Yeah.
Get this nigga an American hamburger.
Right.
And they find out you ain't got no secret. What the fuck? We thought you was in poor. You work at Kinko.
Dude, that's exactly what happened to Lee Harvey Oswald. He went over to Russia. They thought he was somebody they could fucking get information out of, but he didn't have any motherfucking information, so they fucking put him to work in like a factory. He thought he was going to be like a big shot, and he was working in a factory. They were like, nah. Cuba, same thing. They're like, nah, we don't want you. Yeah.
Nigga, how you ain't got the goods, you can't stay here.
Yeah, he tried to defect like 3 times, and every time they're just like, nah.
Isn't that fucked up, nigga? You went down the history of being a non-defective nigga, and you went to work. You went to another country to work in the warehouse. And you know their warehouse ain't like American warehouse, and ain't no goddamn hour and 30-minute break.
Hell no,
14 hours straight. Yeah, they eat their lunch while they work. What's that bucket for? You know what it's there for. You can't leave.
Shout out to our Russian listeners, though. By the way, it's all jokes. Yeah.
It's all good. Tell that American peasant, Durst for Danya. Come on. Man. Y'all love us like we love you guys. So I guess we're going to talk about the trust. The good old Russian tank that somebody plowed through an airport. He was drunk, bro. It's like, God, how do you explain that shit?
You're definitely getting fired.
What type of way? Yeah. A tank, nigga? They just let them drive them anywhere? They still drive the bitch around on the streets?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know this. And look, he just went through a wall that's supposed to have been sectioned off for the airport or something. Yeah, probably on the state, on the Almond base or something. Yeah, he ran that whole goddamn wall over and kept going.
Hilarious.
He just thought he was going to hide it.
In Russia, a tank drives you. Yeah.
Bro, what do you say when you do that? I'm sorry.
Man, yeah, you come fucking falling out of the top of that bitch with a blood alcohol like 1.7 because you've been drinking Moscow mules all fucking afternoon.
Yeah, and they're rushing too. They ain't gonna be as light as America gonna be on.
Dude, his homeboys were probably like, "Give us your keys," and he was like, "Yeah, fuck that. I'm cool to drive. Get in, pussies." You know what
I
mean?
I'm gonna drive back home in the tank. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm good. I'm good. Let us call you a cab." Nah, I got it. Yeah, then I gotta come pick the tank back up in the morning. Nah.
My ride outside. No, please don't take that. Hey, Brandon. And he tell, "I'm gonna go to my girlfriend around house." I said, "What? When you pull up to your girlfriend house, what you ask that motherfucker? What you tell her? I heard you what?
I hear you looking for candy, man, bitch."
That'd be the dopest way to pull up at a bitch house. I mowed down 5 people's houses, bitch, and I got one thing to say.
"I hear you looking for candy, man, bitch."
You going to jail, but you going to get laid that night.
Hey, Brandon, it's Halloween, and you told your girl you was a Transformer tank.
How high do you want to get, nigga? How high do you want to get, people?
You shot your shit out of Mount Rushmore because you love living in America.
Yeah, target practice.
Well, that's all I got right there. What you got?
What's the federal offense with fucking up something at Mount Rushmore? Nigga, your whole family going to jail, nigga.
Yeah, you remember how you were in that yearbook, and then now you're not in that yearbook.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Don't nobody remember you, nigga. Yeah, I had a family.
Do they got security guards who guard that?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure there's cameras the place.
I guess more than them, maybe white people be up there trying to throw paper and shit at it. Throw their beer bottles at them.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's trying to put lipstick on fucking Andrew Jackson, you know, whatever. But
that gotta be like the easiest job. How much you make? $700,000 a year.
Man, you gotta
what? How can I get on?
I don't know. I want to do that job. You get them crazy motherfuckers out there. They go George again with the dynamite.
Like Brandon said, that's another thing you don't play with, dynamite. With an ass baton to the back. Johnny ass won't come back ever again.
And just remember, according to the National Wildlife Federation, it urges you please to not rake your leaves this fall. You know, so there you go. If your neighbor comes over and starts giving you shit, just tell them the fucking Wildlife Federation said, fuck, you're not supposed to do that.
The grass needs that.
Yeah, done. And insects and shit like that. So
I can't wait till your homeowner association kick in. Like, hey, bub, you gotta get that shit off your yard. Fuck all that bullshit you talking about. I don't know one nigga the National Wildlife Reserve reservation or whatever you got, but you need to get that shit off your yard, bub.
Then you gotta lean on your property.
Yeah, nigga, you think you tough, nigga. You wanna sweep no leaves up, nigga. Don't worry about it. Hey, bub. Oh, shit. How's that lean going against your house, nigga? Gangster lean and bitch ass, nigga. I still ain't sweeping up no motherfucking leaves. That nigga try to sue the homeowner association, yeah. Oh, shit. My apologies. We good, Jamal.
I ain't got nothing else, man. That's all I got. The show wasn't that. It was pretty good. And Brandon ain't laughing his ass off, and he ain't taking off his glasses to rub his eyes.
I did.
The show ain't that funny.
It was pretty good. There was a couple of moist eyeball moments. So yeah, well done.
Said, in America, nigga could get moist eyeball.
That's right. That's right. All right, bub. <Good show.
laughs> Well, I appreciate you guys coming off of episode 108 of the Tokyo Black News and Review. Keep coming, keep coming. We got more stuff coming. It's going to be a great year. No, we're totally lying. 2020 is in the tank. This shit is suck.
This shit sucks up. Oh, shit.
Oh, but it's fantastic to have you guys back. I'm going to let Jermaine go. I appreciate you people coming out. Don't forget to always go follow us on the Facebook at Tokyo Black and the Tokyo Black Owl. Support your boys, support the models and the photographers, support us. Follow us on Instagram at Tokyo Black. Brandon gonna goddamn regurgitate the same information because he does it a little better for me. And don't forget, find Dusty at I'm Dusty on the gram at Dusty Certifiable. I don't know. Brandon gonna do that. I forget my fucking man. We appreciate y'all coming off 108.
That was amazing.
We appreciate y'all coming off 108. Don't forget, we always search for beautiful people to come model, do some work. Hey, look, call in. Leave a message. Talk shit about us. If you don't like the podcast, call in. We want to hear that shit too. We're going to play it the fuck out. Thank you, people. We'll see y'all next week. But I'm going to pass this on to my main man, B-Rock.
What's up, it's your boy B-Rock, White Liaison. Yeah, call in. You can call in to 470-387-1942. Leave your voicemails. Don't let it get trolled again by Jamar when he says we have a voicemail and then we don't. Let us have a voicemail. Follow us on Tokyo or Facebook at Tokyo Black Hour, YouTube channel, same thing. You can follow us on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. You can also write in to Tokyo Black Podcast at gmail.com if you're, you know, ain't trying to waste up your anytime minutes. Go to TokyoBlackWorld.com to get your apparel. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are played. As usual, want to give a shout out to our overseas listeners. The UK is still holding strong in first place with Russia pulling up second, New Zealand, Canada, and then it looks like our Panama buddy's back. We got five plays out of Panama.
Panama buddy.
So, yeah, welcome back, little Panama buddy. Good day.
Yeah, send us some Florida gear from Panama. We'll wear it and take a picture and post it on Facebook.
Yeah, good to see you back in the hunt.
Yeah, send us merch.
Jamar.
I don't have much to say. Like I said last time, can't wait for next episode. We should have Dusty and Christian and possibly Elisa back. So, you know, I always remember, people, this show is not serious. Don't believe everything we say. Take it all with a grain of salt.
Don't believe, you know, anything I say.
Too serious. And in two more weeks, we going to see a bad boy going to win or Jermaine going to become a politician.
Man, I hope Jermaine becomes a politician. That rules.
Man, I'll probably own the nigga that ever did, and it was nobody on the ballot, so why not put my name? If I do, it's gonna be sweet.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Oh,
I'd yeah. be the first. I'd be the first celebrity y'all niggas know.
Also, don't forget to check out movies my girlfriend hasn't seen, where I make my girlfriend watch all the classic movies she hasn't seen.
Here's that. Hey, look, I don't know what it is, but Megan got that voice that's just. Like, it was just made for, like, it's perfect for y'all, too. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, she'll be happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was, like, listen to it. I'm like, look at this shit. I had to listen to Sleepaway Camp. It was funny.
Thanks. All right, that's it for me.
Hey, Tokyo Black News and Review is...
Hold on, Brandon. I got to leave with a message for the end of the day,
though. Oh, well, leave with a message, Brandon.
Oh, God.
Damn! At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater.
Why this nigga talk like X-rated movie theater? Like,
they've been out of play for years. Whatever.
Yeah, that nigga, that crazy. Deuces.